What the bleep is different audio that I find. It could be people talking in the news. It could be a song. It could be pretty much anything. And it's like, wow, I didn't know about this. Kind of bringing it light to the light for people to see and to hear. Let's start out this morning with a show I remember watching as a kid, and I don't even know why I liked it so much. Maybe it was the song, but do you guys remember Bananas in Pajamas, I think it was called?
I loved this show. I had Bananas in Pajamas stuffed animals, Lulu the Bear stuffed animal. I was obsessed with it. I even know the song and everything.
Okay, well, the song, as far as I know, is fine, like their theme song, but I found, I guess, a clip from the show that I didn't realize they swore on the show.
Ouch! Ooh. Who'd have thought that prickle bushes, yow, would have prickles? Well, that's a lesson we've learned, B2. Look, never behind a prickle bush.
So, I mean, they were always questionable, like, what's going on with them?
Yeah, there's a lot of speculation between those guys, Bert and Ernie, SpongeBob and Patrick. Nobody really knows what the real deal is.
All right, we remember Katy Perry just, what, a week or so ago, a lot of controversy for her allegedly kissing that guy, like his first kiss. Remember that?
The American Idol dude.
Yeah, and people said that kind of assaulted him. I think his name was Benjamin Glazes, or Glaze. Well, if you listen to the audio... And you actually see, I guess, the behind-the-scenes footage. Listen to this. It sounds like a lot more happened than just a first kiss.
Have you f***ed a girl and liked it?
No, I've never been in a relationship.
Really?
I can't f*** a girl without being in a relationship.
Come here, buddy.
Wait, hold on.
Come here.
Yeah, come on.
Come here right now.
You can't
come
be
here right now.
Come here.
Stop.
Okay.
Come on.
That's a first.
Sorry.
There was some noises.
Katie is the first.
Yeah, I think that was his virginity.
Do just the noises again. Show me just the noises there.
It's disturbing. Are you sure?
Yeah. Right,
here we go.
Yeah.
Here's the actual audio that we have.
Okay.
There's some breathing.
It was very quick, too.
Listen to that heavy breathing.
How did the voice beat that?
Yeah, you're surprised. Yeah.
On ABC?
In ratings.
It was not. All right. Once again, I did this last week. It's disturbing what you can find in kids' nursery rhymes and songs. This is, I guess, trying to teach kids like phonics, like learning the letter A and like B. Like B is like buh, buh, like what it sounds like. But, of course, you know what letter?
A-A-A-A.
Yeah. Well, what do you think they tried to do? What words they use for F? Well, we're about to find out.
Here comes the letter F.
Hi, F.
F is for f***.
Oh, no.
F.
Now, I'm assuming they heard that one from Daddy and not Mommy.
That's right.
All right. Neil Diamond. Do you know that song of his called Sweet Caroline? It's a classic. You always sing it at the bar late at night when you're drunk.
Yep.
Apparently, it got interesting.
Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me. And you.
Oh my gosh!
I thought it was nicer than that. Yeah, so that doesn't make the song sound as sweet. My grandma loved that song.
I love that song. Now I'm like, wow, I didn't hear that. All the times I've heard it before.
Kind of the last thing I got here for What the Bleep, just disturbing audio we found. You probably saw it on Twitter first, but I think it was a week or two ago, Secretary Tillerson was fired by President Donald Trump.
Yep.
And he kind of had his first public speaking to everybody after the firing, and these were some of his comments, which were... you should be proud, but I don't know if you should say this. They were very interesting.
I'll now return to private life as a private citizen, as a proud American, proud of the opportunity I've had to serve my
Whoa.
God bless all of you. God bless the American people. God bless America.
Yeah, maybe not say that one out loud, man. Keep that one to yourself.
To be fair, as a guy, though, if I had the ability to do that, I would let a lot of people know.
Shout it from the rooftops.
I would probably have like a YouTube channel or something set up right there. That is What the Bleep on the Joe and Alex Show.